Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what two 16th century Spanish saints, who are also major figures in Spanish literature, were of Jewish origin? Mariana González Arnau is a veteran jurist, lecturer, and writer, and has been a prominent member of the managing staff of the International Relations Department of Spanish Public Television. His major area of interest is history, and he's participated in numerous debates and conferences and written a great number of essays and articles on the subject, the most well-known being Los Náufragos de la Armada Invencible, which more or less means The Victims of the Invincible Armada, and Derrota y Muerte de Sir Francis Drake, The Defeat and Death of Sir Francis Drake. On Wednesday, October 29th, González Arnau will be giving a talk in Spanish on the topic 1492, A Serious Historical Mistake. The lecture will take place at 7 p.m. at the Centro Sefarad Israel, Calle Mayor 69 in Madrid, and admission is free. He spoke with us about what took place in 1492 and the importance of that year in Spanish history.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.
You're giving a lecture at the Centro Sefarad Israel, whose title is 1492, A Serious Historical Mistake.
That's right.
Why is it a mistake? What part of 1492 is a mistake?
Well, 1492 is very special. I would say the most important year in the history of Spain, but at the same time was also the most important mistake of our history, which was, in my opinion, the expulsion of the Jews.
Why was this such an important mistake?
Because in that moment, we expelled from Spain the best man and woman to carry on with the start of the Spanish Empire, which happened the same year with the discovery of America.
What position or what importance did the Jews have in Spain before the expulsion?
Well, it's a very good question, because even with the Reyes Católicos, with the Catholic kings, they have lots of people working for them. I wouldn't say that all of them were Jews by religion, but the great majority of them were Jews by religion and Catholics, but from Jew origin. And the situation was very good. You have people, Hamed, for instance, who he describes himself as the second in the kingdom of Castilla. Going back to history, you have Maimonides, for instance, who was the most important Jew philosopher of the Middle Ages. And there are many names. And even Isabella, the queen, used to say, the Jews belong to me, they are prepared to work for me, and I have to defend them in any way. The great mistake, I would say a kind of universal mistake, in the Middle Ages, the great phrase was, in Latin, cuius regio, eius religio, which means exactly the religion of the people should be that one of the king or the leader. And that was applied to all over Europe. For instance, in England, the Jews were expelled in 1290, but with the time, Cromwell attracted them again without any kind of official disposition. And in Spain, up to the Catholic kings, I would say, they were working in position from economical situations in the administration of the country, and they were tolerated. But was this terrible mistake, cuius regio, eius religio, the religion of the king should be the one of the people.
Do you think that was the underlying important reason for the expulsion, or was there something else there?
Jealousy, one of the reasons, all over, because they were the best prepared, and up to date at that moment. Also, religion. We had just finished with the conquest of Granada, which was the last situation of the Arabic invasion, which we had 8 centuries before. And therefore, the principle of the religion of the people should be that one of the leader, of the king, was applied in much stronger way, you see. Mm-hmm. We had that problem, which the other countries of Europe, they didn't have. But we had that country, you know, being very careful to finish forever with the Arabic invasion and the Muslims.
What about the importance of Jews or converts in the conquest of America? Because, of course, 1492 was Columbus's discovery of America.
The conquistadores, they were wonderful people, unique. I will admire them, and everyone we must admire forever. But they were not administration. A conquest, an empire, requires absolutely economics. And the conquistadores were not. Many times I do consider that how we kept the majority of the American continent is a kind of miracle. Because really, the Spanish Empire never was managed with efficiency from an economical point of view. This is a fact. And there is where the Jews could have done a wonderful job. I would say even if the Jews would cooperate in the colonization of the American continent, the Spanish Empire would be much more important than the English became later on.
Can you tell us a little more about what you will speak about at the Centro Sefarad Israel?
Yes. Well, summing up, you know, the fact is the expansion, a year in which we conquered Granada and we discovered America. That's the most important year in the history of Spain. And at the same time, it's the start of the decadence of Spain, because we expelled the Jews. Not all the Jews were expelled, of course. Many of them became conversos. You understand what I mean by conversos?
Converts.
Converts, that's right. But those who remained conversos in Spain, they didn't want to follow their business of the Jews, because behind them was the Inquisition. And the Inquisition, in my opinion, was a criminal institution, because they used to kill and to steal. And this is a fact. It's very strong what I'm saying, above all for the Spaniards, but it's my opinion, and this is a fact, absolute fact. And I would say the consideration of the Jews in Spain in the 15th century, what they represent in the history of the Spanish culture, not only from an economical point of view, but Spanish culture. You had people like Rojas Zorrilla, for instance, who was the author of the La Celestina. It's one of the most important dramas in Spanish literature. Santa Teresa de Jesús, the saint, and also the great master, he had a masterpiece in Spanish literature, who was Cepeda Ahumada, was absolutely from Jewish origin. And even our most important mystic poet, who is a saint, San Juan de la Cruz, was also from Jewish origin. These are facts, cannot be denied. And they are in the most important side of the Spanish literature.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
I would say that the Inquisition was a terrible thing we had in our history, but we Spaniards, as a whole, we have nothing at all against the Jews now. In the history of the humanity, this is a fact so cruel that has not comparison with any barbarian activity of the human people against the other people.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner @RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.